when you saw the conditions this morning and you came out to bowl, did you think that it would end up with you taking your best test analysis?
You know, in bowling in the warm-up this morning, the ball was swinging like it was when we managed to bowl there. So it wasn't too surprising when, obviously, we've seen how much the ball was doing. But, you know, it was great conditions. It was overcast and, you know, the lights came on, which obviously helps for any swing bowling.
You bowled your spell unchanged and how difficult was that for you in the conditions? But you were really on a hot streak, so I guess you didn't really want to give the ball back.
Yeah, it was just sort of one of those spells where Ruti just kept asking me, like, how are you feeling? Do you want to keep going? And I was like, yeah, I feel fine. Sometimes the more overs I bowl, actually, the less tired I feel. So once I get past four or five overs, then I just feel in a really good rhythm. I think Jimmy was going to come on once, but I just took my hat and jumper off and we were a bit like, what's going on here? And then he just said, you know, continue after tea. And as I say, I just felt in really good rhythm. Knowing the ball was going to swing obviously helped with that as well.
When you got your five wickets, you acknowledged Otis Gibson, the bowling coach, on the England balcony. Was that prearranged?
No, it was a general just, you know, that's, you know, just thanks for the hard work. I've said in the past to other people that it's been, you know, a hard 6-7 weeks with the bowling. I haven't felt like I've, you know, done myself justice or the team justice with my performances. So he's put in hours and hours of work with me over the summer with trying to get me back to where I feel like I can contribute. So, you know, that was just a little acknowledgement to him, just to say thanks for all the hard work.
Now, what about tomorrow? And 4 wickets down, you're batting. How are you going to approach it?
I mean, I think, you know, it's you know, still trying to be positive. And you know, making sure you're switched on to any sort of bad balls they bowl or anything in your area you feel like you can score, but at the same time making sure you're switched on to play their good balls, leave their good balls and everything like that. You know, obviously we've still got to score runs to try and get ahead of them, but I think it's going to be one of those wickets where there is going to be the period of plays and misses and not being able to score too much. But if we can get, you know, up to their score and, you know, 100 past, then, you know, we'll fancy ourselves.